and innovation. The forum plays a very important role in bringing stakeholders together with the human rights protection promotion mechanisms that we can get this critical aspect of ensuring respect for dignity, human rights, and preserving human agency in the digital age. At the Office of the Secretary General's Tech Envoy, we are guided in our work by the Roadmap on Digital Cooperation that was adopted only a couple of years ago. This roadmap builds on the work done at the High-Level Panel on Digital Cooperation set up by the Secretary General in 2018, and many years of efforts at various forums across the UN, in particular the human rights ecosystem in Geneva, on managing the impact of technology on societies, on our economies, and on our polities. The roadmap has a series of critical action points, starting with addressing the digital divide, so connecting all people in the sense of not only the 2.7 billion people who do not have access to the internet, but also those who may have access but who do not enjoy meaningful access, who struggle with the cost of data, the cost of devices, and who cannot access content in languages, in cultural contexts that makes sense for them. So connect is our first guiding principle. The next one, equally important, is respect. Connecting people to digital networks, to advanced technologies, would make no sense. We are not able to respect and protect people in the digital age. Respect means respecting human rights online. There is no carve-out, there is no distinction in terms of human rights offline and human rights online. And in terms of protection, again, we have to ensure that just as in the analog world, we protect the most vulnerable from potential risk, we should protect the most vulnerable online also from potential risk of digital technologies. In his policy brief on the Global Digital Compact that the Secretary General issued in May this year, he has called for protecting the online space and strengthening its governance. There is a process that's currently underway to negotiate a Global Digital Compact to be adopted at the Summit of the Future next year. This is a process that involves the entire UN system, the organizations, the entities based in Geneva, in New York, in Nairobi, and elsewhere. It is an effort that involves all stakeholders, not just governments, the member states who are negotiating, but also other stakeholders, society, academia, the tech community, and the private sector. The vision is to adopt a guiding framework, not only with principles, but also with objectives and action framework, and review and follow-up mechanisms so that the digital future is open, it's free, it's secure, and is inclusive. Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, artificial intelligence is on the minds of all leaders and the general public today. It is a manifestation of the pace at which digital technologies are moving. It has very important implications for the digital divide and for the protection and promotion of the human rights that we are all committed to. It is with this in mind that the Secretary General launched today his advisory body on artificial intelligence. This advisory body, which combines expertise from across the globe and across disciplines in a representative manner, will examine three urgent issues. What are the risks and challenges that advances in artificial intelligence, including risks and challenges posed to the enjoyment of all human rights? What are the opportunities and enablers to make progress on the Sustainable Development Goals, to make progress on economic, social, and cultural rights, and importantly, the right to development and the right to a clean, healthy, and sustainable environment around the world. And finally, what kind of orchestration of international governance of AI we need so that there are no gaps as this exciting and fast-moving technology gets to be more prominent in our economies and in our daily life. I like to conclude by thanking the organizers and the social forum for this opportunity. Yours is a unique space for interactive dialogue between the UN human rights machinery and various stakeholders, including civil society and grassroots organizations. This is a key principle that we must uphold as we work towards the Global Digital Compact to be adopted next year at the Summit of the Future. I thank you for this opportunity.
I would like to thank Secretary General Special Envoy on Technology for his closing remarks. Excellencies, distinguished colleagues and participants, in a truly unique opportunity, the two-day Social Forum 2023 session thoroughly examined one of today's most